our sons.
So my brother, I'll tell you one of the blessings which money cannot buy, which God did for you. Amen. So what the Bible says here, for as many as received him, to those people he gave power to them. Did you see that? So the word gift is derived from being given something. When something is given to you, it becomes a gifty. It's, you know, you cannot receive a gift if it were not given. Is it like you stole it or you bought it? I mean, you'll not be caught if you stole it. All right. So when I buy something, you didn't give me a gift. How many people say thank you when you buy something? No, I don't owe you thanks. I obligated myself. I paid money. The only way thing you can do is to motivate me to come back. What if it's a gift? Amen. Now, see that's the scripture here. It said, to them gave he power. So today I bring you a word from the Lord, which the Lord give you. It's a gift to you. It said, power to become. Let's lift up our hands to God and give him thanks. My dear family, there is a power to become. You want to, there's something you want to be, and there is no means to become it. If you don't have power to become, you cannot inherit it. But thank God today, the Bible says he gave them power to become the sons of God. Father, we bless you. Open our understanding, Daddy. Release us from here to walk in the reality of what you have done for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's give just a hand clap. And thank God. Sister Foke drew me to jealousy. I feel like going to queue up my mom. I say, Mama, come on. Come on, see how people are doing with their mom. Don't sleep. Anyway, congratulations. You will do that for a long time. In the name of Jesus. I don't know. Is it like a look of sin? Or I don't know what you are doing. Is it, if this mom left, you know, I mean, who's local anyway? Anyway, mommy, God bless you, man. Can I tell you a secret? Parents are light. You remember the story of the Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1. He said, remember the Lord thy God in the days of your youth, when the sun, the light, and the moon have not withdrawn their light, and the stars did not fade. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse, you see? Go on to verse 2, my sister. While the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain. You see that sun, moon, and stars there? They are your parents, your mom, your dad, your siblings. Bible says, he that curseth his father or his mother, his soul, his life shall be put out. Say, my life will not be put out. There is an emission that comes from parents. May you enjoy it for a long time. Amen. And that's why it's good to know the Lord early before they are darkened. Because if you don't have any new source of that emission, may you not suffer. When parents are taken away, light is withdrawn. May God replace that light for you. Amen. Are you here or you left? Yeah. You say, my papa is old man. You don't know there is a mission coming from him. When grandma was leaving yesterday, you know, typically because they always defer to me to pray. But when she was leaving, we hope, you know, to see her again will be with God. And we hope so, right? Right? By the grace of God, you know. But I said, no, mommy, it's you that should pray for us. Amen. Amen. And may they empty themselves for you before they leave.
Amen.
Let us please be awake to this text. Be awake. Be awake. Be awake. So when my sister is dancing around mommy, I know she's getting real emission. Well, that life will not be withdrawn soon in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Power to become. Power to become. You know, I so wanted to marry this so bad. Think about the ankle, praise God. But my people, I needed power to become. Yeah. There's no such thing that she's, you think our mom will come and stay in our house like that if I didn't receive power to become? In fact, she herself will run. She will run away. Yeah. But you see, I obtained power to become. And that grants me legitimacy. Are you here? You left. Yeah. What is power to become? It's the means or process that legitimizes an event or activity. It's what confers validity. It confers authority to assume. Who can claim you're a child of God having not received power to become? If they say everybody, the children of God, raise up your hand. No, it's not by raising up your hand you show it. You must have obtained what? And that's why when the Spirit will identify, Bible says the Spirit beareth witness. Is the Spirit, if you say you're not a child of God, the Spirit will tell you you're a liar. Like Peter. Praise God. So don't confuse yourself. Don't be confused. The reality of our sonship is testified by the witness. It's established by the witness of the Spirit. The Spirit witnesses with our spirit that we are sons of God. Why? Because we receive power to become. You can't be so successful a medical doctor and wield your certificate to your son. He must receive power to. Did you catch it? So there is a legitimacy of the process that confers validity to assume a position like that. So that you can operate freely. You can operate without recourse, without shaking, knowing that you obtain what?
Power.
Look at how seamless the transition of power is during inauguration. My people, you don't know what transition between a sitting president or an outgoing president and an incoming president. But you see, that whole ceremony looks so simple, but you don't know what transmitted or what changed hands. My God, say power to become. Until you receive power to become, you have no legality to operate. And I shared with you, don't do what you are able. Do what you are what? So identify your authority and assert it. Now, the second question is, you can misuse authority and you can use it well. But one day, he that confers it will demand how you use it. Lighthouse, don't ever forget this. Never do what you are able. I mean, how many people, you can go to my, you can go to anybody's house and you're able to break the door. I mean, who can break a door here? You have ability to do that. Until authority comes after you, what they want to validate is not your ability, it's the authority. Who authorized your doing this? Okay, are you here, Lighthouse? Now, as a child, when you want to be, and when you also operate as a Christian, Satan will ask, who authorized you? Jesus? Paul? I look at the registry. I didn't see your name there, Sons of Sceva. One person beat 7 people and ripped them naked. How? That spirit had ability. Those guys didn't have authority. Authority can void ability quite easily. That's why they can withdraw people's ability to be to be in their house if they violate the law. Authority will just say, or police will give you tickets and say, okay, this guy is not moving anymore. Light us be awake, amen? Amen. Say power to become. Power. Can I tell you an important secret? Anything you strive to do, gain power to execute it. Gain power. Understand what you need to do to operate. Can you imagine somebody being operating? You know, I was talking with my people in Nigeria yesterday. You know, people that didn't go to school say they have tennis. Can you imagine? They have pharmacy. They've killed a lot of people. Until you come here, then you know to what risk we put ourselves. Can you imagine that? Somebody who didn't go to school. And then you say, oh, I have backache. You say, oh, use this one. Use this one. Oh, my God. What's the authority there? Can I tell you something? The manifest of God's power is in his authority. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's why God's power can overturn anything. 1 Corinthians, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. Bible says, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophet, as in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom we have appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Go on. Who being in the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding how many things?
All things.
Can I tell you a secret? What upholds you as an employee in your office is the authority that appointed, that employed you. The day that authority withdraws it, you can come to the office. You don't know that, you know, you are not authorized to be here again. That's what that upholding is. So when you walk into that door and you come in, your coming in is upheld. Say it's upheld. Okay. Yeah, by the authority that grants you permit. That's what the scripture is meaning there. Upholding all things by the word. Say by the word. 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 Oh, okay. One day you will know how important that word is. I hope you know it already. The power of God is in his word. Praise God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24. Jesus Christ, the wisdom and the power of God. But unto Jews, unto them which are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ the what? Okay, who is this Christ that we talk about? 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse, John chapter 1, verse 13. And the word, say the word.
The word
became. It takes power for the word to begin or to become. You know how God did it? Mary said, I know, are you here or you left? Like that, you have to like really elevate if you only want to be truly be spiritual. You get what I'm saying? You see, reading comic level kindergarten literature. You know how Bible puts it? There is a milk level of the word. There is meat level of the word. There is the bone level of the word. Bible says strong meat. Say strong meat.
Yes.
If your spirit is just taking milk, you have infant teeth. You won't be able to chew on. They call it milk teeth. Abi, what teeth do they call us? Oh, when somebody give you bone, they say, oh, they want to remove all your teeth. No, you need to grow new ones. That's why children, they can't survive with that teeth. Nature cracked them out. My prayer is that we will have strong teeth. Praise the Lord. Look at verse 14, my sister. Say the word. Now, Mary said, what's going to happen? He said, the Holy Ghost will overpower you. And that thing which shall become out of you, the word of God crystallized and was given a human flesh to reveal himself. The power that made the word become is the same power that made you become by the word. I will show it to you. The word became flesh. Bible says, it beholds him who will be our salvation to be like us in every way, right? Yeah. He said, but it beholds him that he should be like us in order to save us. But you see, that becoming like us is a God game to introduce a subject into the population who will change it and granted them power to become. Bible says the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. The authority of God is in his word. I shared with you, even God is subject to his word. Amen?
Amen.
God, the only thing God won't do is what God didn't say. So God regulates himself, watching how what he says. But we can say anything. You don't know that what you say has effect. My people, you know, the best way to understand the value of words is to see how you value money. Just lose your purse and then you know what will happen to you. And see how comfortable you will be. Or you open your account, all your money is just cleared. and you go and take bottle, you go and take drink and just relax. All the money is vanished. One day we were traveling. The children were much younger then. We were going to some place in Massachusetts. It was Sunday afternoon. We did everything, we book hotel, we got red car rental, everything was ready. We had lunch just to get in the car. I didn't find my wallet. You know, we didn't go to that trip. I found my wallet in my house coat. I think it was a Sunday afternoon. I found my wallet in my house coat on Tuesday after. But we couldn't go on that trip. That's the far-reaching impact of not losing your money. Now, my dear family, use word with caution. As if life depends on. That's what God does. Because what God says, God sees. You know, I share with you one day, I said, if God says your head is like coconut, it won't be a joke. It won't be a joke. It will just become. Before you know it, God, where's my head? I mean, not our God. The God will say, oh, and I was joking, you know. You got the heart clap. My dear family, let's have strong respect for words. You know, Bible says everybody will give account, not of money, but for every idle word. Now that thing would be really a crazy day, I tell you. God, and I was joking. No, we don't joke here. Bible says, why should you have your mouth put you in problem? My people, say power to become. How did we become the sons of God? I've shared with you. How did Jesus become a man? God constructed the world to become. Out of his root shall come a rod. His name shall be called the Word of God. Mary said, how can she listen to me? Don't worry, the Holy Ghost will crystallize the word into you. And when we saw him, he said, this is the word of God by whom all things are made. That's what the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. As in this last day spoken to us by his word. See what the Bible says. How do you become the son of God? Power to become. Power to become. How do you become the son of God? Sons of God. 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. Let's start from verse 20. 21 to 23. My dear family, you know, we have to pray for revelation of the word of God. You care of it. Bible says, those two disciples go to Emmaus, right? Bible says, it was withholding from them that they should know him. Don't be comfortable when we're not knowing the word of God. Can I tell you a secret? It's the true authority for everything. It's the true authority for everything. Will continue until the word of God comes. See what the Bible says here. Who by him do believe in God that raised him? He was talking about Jesus here. Who by him do believe in God that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God? Go on. See, ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto the unfaith. You see, all these things, they are so loaded that if you don't separate them one after the other, it will just look like a cluster of dirty clothes. Say you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto your faith, love of the brethren. See that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. Look at verse 3. Being born again, or being made a child of God, not of corruptible seed, but of what? By the word. Can we say this in Amplified, my sister? For you have been born again, that is, reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, and set apart for his purpose. Not of seed which is perishable, but from that which is imperishable and immortal. That is, we're born with power to become. Can I tell you something? This is the bottom line. If this whole thing is just looking like a mess, anything you want, have God say something about it, you will get it. Did you catch it? The word of God brings anything to bear. Anything. What the most injury that can happen to a man is for God not to speak to him. Like that person is nothing can work. For without the word, why we are sharing this with you is to have a new respect for the word of God. Can I tell you a secret? Don't take too serious what anybody says, as you take very serious what God says. You know what? God can overturn, override. Amen. Oh my God.
Amen.
Can I tell you a secret? If you have ever been afraid of what anybody says or does, all right, you know what it means to be afraid, right? That's good. Can I tell you a secret? You see that fear you have for that what was said or was done? Take it from that area and put it on the word of God. Fear the word of God like that. If you value the word of God, like we give respect to what people say, and you know it will, because you know it will have effects, that's the way you should put value on the word of God. All things are made by the word. And without the word, was not anything made that was made. You become born again at the instance of the word of God. The regeneration you experience is a product of God's word, who says to your spirit, born. And that's why if you don't believe the word of God, is the most wicked thing anybody can do to himself. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The word of God is the power of God. It's the final authority. The word of God confers authority. It is the power to become. A friend of mine was sitting for an exam. Oh my God, lighthouse, wake up. Do what? Yeah, wake up and wash your face. A friend of mine was doing exam. Serially, then he said, "I'm tired. I'm not doing it again." Then one day, Exam was to be in May. God showed him a vision in April. He saw himself. There's a long line. And there's somebody at the end of that line who looks like God. So everybody will go on that line. And you tell the person on the seat whatever you want. People are going back, 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 back. So when he got to his turn, my dear brothers and sisters, so it's the memory of the exam that came to him. Instead of saying anything, just started crying. Because that exam has really prepared him. Instead of saying, he just started crying. And he that sat upon the seat, just turned like this, took a certificate, and said, is this what is making you to cry? He sat for the exam and he passed. Now, I'm not asking you to wait for a vision. I'm only saying if God says it. When we came to this country, I suffered in the hands of sitting for city exam. I went everywhere, went to New York, went to Philly, went to everywhere. Nothing was fucking going on. They said I should go back and do undergraduate. I said, undergraduate with D and the children? You don't know what you are talking about.
In a dream.
I went to my pastor. I've not signed for the exam. I've not even been registered. I've not even been cleared. And I told my pastor, I said, Pastor, I passed the CPA exam. So I knew the word of God said it, it will bring it. My dear family, power to become is in the word. Say it's in the word.
It's in the word.
My people, after 3-4 years, not knowing where to turn, somebody, this, when they are looking at my certificate or the, you know, evaluation or what they call it, they almost say I should go and bring my grandpa's coffin. They will say original of this, original of that, who signed it, you know. With all the originals, nothing came out. Then somebody called me. He says, where are you? I said, I'm at home. It was a Sunday afternoon. A lot of good things happen on Sunday, I tell you. He said, Michigan is taking photocopy. Huh? Photocopy. Photocopy of your ICON certificate. Send it to Michigan. My people, this was in August. The exam was in November. I wasn't sure whether I will. I said, I don't know whether they will tell me to sit or not. So I was not even preparing. End of September, early October morning. For photocopy, my people. Say the rest is history. Praise the Lord! You cannot put any man who stand on the word of God. Stand up for your faith. You cannot do anything against it. My brother and my sister, power to become is in the word of God. Ezekiel chapter 37. Ezekiel chapter 37 from verse 5. Ezekiel chapter, thus saith the Lord God to these bones. Behold, I will make, oh my God. God can't say anything and something say in here. Somebody say you need faith. Mommy, dead bones don't have faith. Lazarus didn't have faith. There's nothing God speaks to that won't answer. Please have faith. I'm not saying you should be dead. You are not Lazarus. But I'm only telling you that everything he has got. Praise God. Everything does what? Because everything was made by the same God. Now, see what he said. I will make breath enter you that you may come to life again. These are bones, not that they were, you know, if they put somebody in a coffin, the bones are together, right? Yes. But this one, the hand is in a man, Avenue. The small toe, maybe is in Popeye. The wind has carried me everywhere. Oh my God. My God. But the word of God knows what toe belongs to what body. And everybody was finding themselves. My God. You can imagine what was going on in that area, that valley that day. Flying. Pop, pop, pop. Locating themselves. Pa, oh, oh. Where is the eye? Oh, oh. I'm here. And I will lay sinews upon you, and I will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. My God. And you shall know. Wow. I've shared with you the three realms of knowing God. The primary one is what? Through his word. Lighthouse, don't forget. Through his word. The first thing is through his word, through his work, and through his wrath. If you don't tolerate, if you can't tolerate the word, maybe you tolerate the work. You know that last one? May you not know it. Look at verse 7. Can I tell you a secret? Do what God says. That's how you prophesy. Are you here? You want to prophesy? No, do what God says. He says, so I prophesy. If God says, say something, and you say, Lord, this day I'm not a fool. And I prophesy, power to become. What's God saying? What has God told you about this subject? Okay, if he hasn't told you anything, then you have to beseech him. Lord, what are you saying? Amen. Now, if he has said anything, then know that in the end, he shall speak. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, how do you bury, how do you tackle the word of God? By the way, let me tell you this, don't forget it, okay? In case you are not sure of the word of God, you can prove it. You can say, God, I don't know whether I'm hearing myself or confirm your word to me. He will confirm his word. Bible says he confirmed the word of his servant. Amen?
Amen.
If you are not sure of the word of God, he will make you sure. Gideon was not sure, he confirmed it. Moses was not sure, he confirmed it. Now, what cannot happen is having known the word of God and not do it. Like Naaman, they told him, go and do seven times. He said, you think I'm a small boy? Okay, you remain big in your leprosy. But when he did it, he became it. Amen?
Amen.
When he did it, let's lift up our eyes, God, I have to close. Just tell God, God, grant me all I need to become, how you want me to be. Grant me all I need. Don't speak. That's a children say, speak only. Don't come to my house. Let there be no thunder and lightning. Just speak. And I know my servant shall be made. Lighthouse, go from here. How many people pray for their car when the keys in their hand? Except your car has problems. I don't know whether this car will. No, you know. I mean, when we live here now, you see people just enter their car. In fact, some people will start the car here and the car will answer. Now, that's what key does. Receive grace to become. Father, Lord, thank you. Lastly, I want us to pray. If there's conflicting authority over what you want to become, maybe they say something is not allowing it to work. What do? You petition higher authority. I want you to tell God today. Maybe somebody must do something and it's using his position to deny you or to deprive you. Or it was just, they become a roadblock. They say, you, in this place, you are not going anywhere. Right? So don't challenge authority. Petition is higher. If you challenge authority, your hand will be gone. They have sword in their hand. Receive grace and petition authority, a higher authority. He said, who's scared and incredible to pass when the Lord has not said? Lord, please scatter them. Cause the gate to be lifted. The gate will not lift. But when he hears the Lord of hosts coming, he said that we didn't know his user. He said, lift up your head, O ye gate, and be thou lifted up, ye everlasting doors. They don't respond to joke. They don't respond to plea. There's no JBS there. They respond to who has authority. And when God said, it is the Lord of hosts, great and mighty, mighty in battle, the Lord of hosts is name. Bible says the gates of everlasting doors were lifted. Come to God today. Say, Father, grant me. You want to become married? Grant me power to become. You want to become a house owner? Grant me power to become. You want to become, you live long? Grant me power to become. It is in his hand. It is in his hand. It is in his hand. And when he does it, nobody can change it. Father, Lord, we bless you. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Father, you are the final authority. It's just that people won't do you early. You are the starting authority. It's just that people won't engage you early. That's why they discover that you are the final one. But if we have you at the start, there will be nothing stopping us. Daddy, thank you. Thank you for what you did last week. Our brother said, the speed at which God gave them the house is like nobody has done it before. Now, that's what that's it. They won't be able to stop it. Daddy, thank you for this month. We return all the glory to you. Daddy, whatever had been difficult, impossible. Mary said, this has not happened before. God said, it will happen. Daddy, I lift up this house to you. Seamlessly, without looking for it. Daddy, at your word. All the animals came to Noah. They were looking for him. They located him. Daddy, wherever what anyone needs, Father, today, at your word, speak only, and my servant shall be healed. Over Amen. That situation, let your word go out.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. Let it return with proof that it is the Lord's doing, because the Lord said it. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. His special hands towards me and pray for me. That I will have nothing but his power working. Even the word alone. Lighthouse, you don't need anything but the word of God. He will create anything. He will create everything. Nothing can, no authority on in anywhere. Because every authority came by that same word. Father, we thank you that nothing will be found with me but the word. 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 In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
How many people become something already? Can I tell you, can I give you the picture? When you go for naturalization, if you haven't gone, don't worry, you will go in Jesus' name. When you go for naturalization, it looks like nothing happened. Oh my God. But you start seeing letter to vote. But you send letter to apply for passport. Until you come into the country and say, blue passport this side, other, you can have orange if you don't care, just go on that side. And many other things are testing to it. That's what the word of God does. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy are following us every day of our lives, and we shall dwell at God bless you. Don't remember anything. Just tell God, give me power to become. All right? That will cure a lot of things. God bless you.